Summary. Canada and USA have become more culturally diverse, very different from each other, since 1960s. In 1957, 95% of people who settled in Canada were Europeans. 36 years later, 76% of immigrants were from Asia and elsewhere in developing world. In United States, between 1970 and 2000, the foreign-born population doubled and experienced significant changes in ethnic makeup. In 1970, 59% of foreign-born population were European, while 27% were from Latin America and Asia. By 2000, the proportion was very different. Since 1960s, the government of United States and Canada have supported cultural diversity by developing a policy that it is often called multiculturalism. Both countries, for example, shifting from immigration laws that favored Europeans to more open, fairer policies. In United States, bilingual education acts of 1968 and 78 provided funds to educate the children of non-English-speaking immigrants. In Multiculturalism Act of 1988, the Canadian government gave out that all citizens had the right to preserve their cultural inheritance. It has also established a Ministry for Multiculturalism is a debatable issue in both Canada and America, and in the United States, multiculturalism is linked with bilingual education. It means public school education programs that use the native language of immigrant children to teach them math, science, and social studies. The programs have caused disagreement both within immigrant communities and in the American public. Americans oppose bilingual education. Some states of America didn't want public funds to be spent for bilingual education. In Canada also, there was opposition to multiculturalism in education. 60% of Canadians wanted immigrants to assimilate into Canadian culture, but there are different interpretations of the concept of multiculturalism. Both Americans and Canadians said that multiculturalism has benefited their societies. Multiculturalism has never been defined. It means different things to different people. But the lack of support for multiculturalism means immigrants may retain their native culture for their private lives, but should acquire their new culture's rules for their public lives. It is, however, a good thing that with the passage of time, later generations consider themselves fully integrated North Americans.